Now, you will have to excuse my voice. 2 days ago, I thought I couldn't hardly speak at all. So you're probably thinking, pity it came back, but never mind. And you know, before I was thinking about, I'd got my word, and I've been looking on YouTube, I've been looking for inspirational messages for Christmas Day. And I just kept looking and looking, and there was just nothing. Nothing there. And then, God knows, you know, God knows, because Tony has just come up. I didn't know Tony was even coming. Came up, and he's just given us an inspirational message. Yeah. So, you know, even though last night I was up all hours, and I was thinking, oh, I just look at nothing. But that what Tony brought, that's all I needed. So God should have said, trust me, I've got it sorted. Because God knows. So thank you for that, Tony. So my message today is, to you is born a saviour. So you know, when I was asked to preach today, you know, it is one of the most important days in our Christian calendar, isn't it? And I thought about what to bring. And at first I thought that, I'll bring a nice, light-hearted message with a bit of humour and laughter here and there, and I even thought about dressing up as a Christmas pudding. And I thought, you know, we're going to have children in the service, and after all, it is Christmas Day, isn't it? Then I felt this voice saying, hang on a minute. I've given you the opportunity to preach on Christmas Day, and I want you to bring the most important message you could ever give, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Luke 2, verse 10, it says, to you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is the Christ the Lord. You know, as we think back over the past year, there are some things that stand out as times that were exciting, filled with goodness and love. My Scott, he's met the girl of his dreams in our Carissa, and I'm very, very proud of what he's achieved at his work. So it's been a good year. But there are other things that make us shake our heads and wonder. All the terrible things that have been happening, you know, in Syria, Christians being persecuted, terrorist attacks, lots of awful things, hasn't there? And add that to your own personal ups and downs. And I've had more downs than ups this year. And I know many of you too have as well. Like relationships falling apart. Maybe you've had a scary diagnosis. The death of someone close. A lot of people have experienced that this year. So Christmas, it's a feel-good time. The time of joy and laughter, singing and gift-giving. But none of this changes the pain that we and the rest of the world are facing. Even as we celebrate Christmas today, people are dying of hunger. They're being shot at. Others grieve the loss of a family member through the lack of medical help or basics like just clean water and good food. Still others don't know how they will survive another season without rain for their farms. It was into this kind of world that Jesus was born. You know, people were poor, oppressed, and killed by the Romans. You know, many children died before their first birthday. Children were killed by the soldiers of their own king, King Herod. I wonder if Mary and Joseph ever wondered why God would send a child, such a special child like Jesus, into a place like Israel, a place where there was so much oppression, violence, death and poverty. If they ever did ask that question, their wondering would have stopped when the shepherds told them what the angel had told them that night out in the fields. The angel delivered a message straight from God himself. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. I want to focus on these three words from the angel's message. You, born, and Saviour. Firstly, the word you. Here is God saying that he is giving you and me something, or rather someone, special. God is coming down to earth to live amongst all the oppression, the violence, the death, and the poverty. Now, this is so ungodlike. A God is supposed to be different, set apart, separate, far removed from the grime and dirt of sin. When God said you in the announcement to the angel, he was indicating that what has happened is the birth of Jesus is something that is intimate, personal, and direct. This baby born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago is for you shepherds, for you people of Bethlehem, you astronomers from the east, you Mary and Joseph, for you the world, for you here this morning, and for me, for you and for me. You know, in Jesus, God is reaching out and touching us and saying, I know your life. I know how it can be. The things you love and that make you happy. And he knows the things you struggle with and how hard it is. I know all about you. I'm not going to sit up here in my heaven and remain unconnected from you. This is for you. If you today are absolutely convinced about God, or if you are not too sure about all this God stuff, and here because it is expected for you to come today, if you haven't been here in church for a long time, God says to you is born this day a Saviour, Christ the Lord. It's as if God is pointing his finger directly at you. There is no doubt to whom he is speaking when he says to you and you and you, today is born a Saviour. Now this word born, God is born. God being carried in Mary's womb for 9 months. God through the process of childbirth, just like every one of us here did one way or another. This is just too much to comprehend. God, a baby, born bawling, red, wrinkly, covered in gunk. Oh, you know, if I was writing this story about how God came to live amongst us, I would have made his coming a lot more spectacular. I'd have written a story about God's coming that would have left us in no doubt that God had left heaven and is walking on this earth. There would be no stables or donkeys or mangers in my story. My Christmas story would have been bigger than Ben-Hur and the big famous chariot race. Oh, that's my favourite film of all time. I just love that film. And it's an epic. And that's how I would have made it. But you know, God, he was unnoticed by most people and laid in an animal feeding trough. That is extraordinary. This just goes to show how much God wants to get close to us. So close, he becomes one of us. He loves us to such a degree that he is prepared to go to extreme lengths, not only born in a stable, but also dying as a shameful criminal on a cross. He is born into a family, a mother who held him to her breast, loved him and cared for his every need like any other mother does. A father who gives a godly model for his son to follow. Like any boy, Jesus, he grows up, he learns, he watches what his father does. He listens to his mother tell stories about King David, and he experiences new things. God doesn't need any of that. It's not for his sake that he is born, but for ours. God, who is without beginning, takes on a beginning. God, who is all complete, goes through the stages of growing up, learns from his teachers. God, who is eternal and cannot die, becomes human and is subject to death. For you, he is born. And the third word I want to talk to you about is Saviour. You know, in Australia, saviours are at work on our beaches. You know, those lifesavers who rescue those who are drowning. Sometimes a lifesaver has to resuscitate a person pulled from that water. They breathe life back into the dead or almost dead person. To you is born this day a Saviour. This child who the angels announce is the one who will save you from the guilt that weighs you down and stops you from getting on with your life. He saves you from that nagging feeling that somehow you have to measure up, but knowing that there's no way that you can meet God's standards. You know what Mike said today? None of us are perfect. He saves you from a meaningless existence if all there is to life is being born, growing, learning, working, achieving, having, dying, full stop, finished. He's your Saviour, and he's come to give life, and life in its fullness, and also eternal, ongoing life, life with God as life is meant to be. To you is born a Saviour who says, your sins are forgiven, who says, be healed. He says to the storm we face, be still. Who allows his hands to be nailed to a cross to rescue us from our sin. To you is born a Saviour who conquered the great last enemy of every one of us, death itself. He gives us life. That is the greatest miracle of all. Sometimes we look at our world, our lives, and wonder what is going on. Why is life so confusing, so demanding, so difficult? When we look at that baby in the manger, we wonder why God would go to such extreme lengths for you and for me. There's one answer: God's love. Jesus is God connecting with you, wanting to give your life a purpose, wanting to help you, and when it seems that life is tearing you apart, can you do without this gift from God? Can you ignore this message from God himself? I'll just finish with that scripture. To you is born this day in the city of David, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. Amen.